Hey guys, welcome back to the Joe Tosti Podcast, Sales and Marketing Training Made Easy. Hey guys, this podcast is all about teaching business owners, entrepreneurs, and salespeople the sales and marketing skills necessary to grow, scale, and close more business. Hey guys, so tonight we're going to be talking about how not to sell. So one of the biggest problems in sales or in running a business is people love to sell super early in the sales cycle. And there are some problems with that. Okay. So what we need to dive into is people hate being sold. I don't care who you are. I'm a salesperson. I hate being sold. Okay. So if everyone hates being sold, why are you trying to sell to people? Okay. So what I need you to start thinking about is when you are approaching prospects or you're running your business, I need you to be learning the whole time. When you're learning about your prospects or just learning about people, then people realize that you empathize with them and that you actually care for them. And people love to be cared for, right? I love to be cared for. My fiance loves to be cared for. My boss loves to be cared for. Everyone loves to be cared for. So whenever we get into a sales situation, sometimes we start to get all jittery and we freak out and we start rambling on. So I want to give you some examples about how we can learn from prospects in order to then and then flip it to where they actually want what we are offering, but we didn't sell them. We just learned from them and then tied what we learned from them to our solution, which is sort of this natural progression. Okay, so an example would be, you know, if you're an online fitness instructor and you're selling your program and you just tell people how buff you are and look how great your body is and you're just absolutely amazing. Or, you know, or if you're a woman and you just go around telling people you're super hot and look at my body, it's so beautiful. The problem is that will get you zero business. It'll just get you zero business. And the reason why it will get you zero business is because the other person on the other side of the line doesn't actually care about you. And that's very important to start to understand in this how not to sell cycle. Is people, like, if you've got to think about it as if you were in their brain. Like, they have no idea who you are. Why are you telling them how awesome you are? The way that you will start to be successful in your business is by listening, empathizing, and asking second and third questions. And so what I mean by that is, so if you're watching me right now or if you're listening on the podcast, I'm going to sort of give this example, but a lot of times, you know, I use this with my fiance's daughter, and so she'll come home from school, and when I'm in town, I'll talk to her, and I'll say, how was school? And she'll go, well, it was good, right? Standard answer, it was good. And I go, okay, interesting. Well, why was it good? And she'll go, well, you know, the handball's red. Oh, interesting. And what is it about the handball that you like so much? Oh, well, you know, red's my favorite color. The teacher loves red. The handball's always where it needs to be, you know, whatever it is. So very simplistic example, but very, very powerful because people always mess this up. So how you're not selling is you're asking the first question. So, you know, maybe it's about your business, right? Hey, tell me a little bit more about your business. And then they start talking. Well, hey, you know, I run an online fitness program. This is, you know, I've been in business for the last 2 years. And, you know, I'm doing a website redesign and I'm trying to launch some content and it's all very heavy and it's not taking off where I need it to go. Man, that person just told you a lot of information. So from there, you, instead of you talking about, hey, I have a sales training program that's going to help you solve that right now. No, that's not what we do. What we do is we say, wow, okay, that's a lot of really great insight into your business. You know, where do you see the biggest problem right now? And they may and they might start to say, well, you know, I'm really struggling with sales. You have an opportunity. I could have an opportunity to sell someone right there, but that's too early to sell, right? Cool. Okay, so when you say you're struggling with sales, how many customers do you have? What's the revenue look like? Like, you always want to start to clarify and quantify what the prospect is talking about. So during this whole process, I'm not selling. I'm just learning. I'm taking notes down. I'm on my computer. I have a notepad. The entire time you are learning about the other person's business. Okay. It's not about you. And so when it's not about you, it becomes really easy to learn about somebody else. By the way, this same tools that you use for getting new customers, highly effective in relationships. Okay. If you're in a relationship, hey, honey, how was your day? It was absolutely fabulous. And maybe that's all she says. And then you start, and then you jump in. Hey, my day was so cool. And you just start talking, right? Pause, take a break. Don't do that. So when your girlfriend or boyfriend says, yeah, hey, the day was cool. Day was awesome. That's really great. I'm excited. And what does awesome mean, honey? And pretty soon they're going to start smiling and laughing because I do this all the time. Well, what does that mean? And, you know, well, I actually won a gift card today at work. And you're like, oh, okay, so that's why the day's awesome. So starting to clarify and quantify what prospects are talking about, what people in your relationship are talking about, will become very powerful. So you don't want to sell people. What you want to do is you want to ask questions and you want to clarify what they're saying and ask, you know, two or three questions after that, because then it's going to show them that you're actually really engaged with what they are working on. Like, it shows that you care. And when you care about other people, they will buy 100% of the time. Maybe that's not true. Maybe it's like 90% of the time. But you should just care anyways, because most people will start to buy from you when they start to see that you really care for them. And when you care for people, when you ask questions, you care for people by asking questions. Like, people in my life know I care for them because I ask them questions. I ask my boss questions. I ask everyone questions all the time because I'm trying to learn more about them. I'm trying to learn about their situation. Yes, I do talk, but in that talking dynamic, I love to ask questions. I love to learn insights about people. It allows me to go another layer deeper in the conversation, both in my personal life and in the business life, that starts to make me a much more effective communicator, because I now understand that it's not my job to sell the person. It's my job to ask questions and to clarify, and then to take that information and tie everything that's going on in their world and tie it to the solution that I have, which becomes a natural fit, because everyone in business is not exactly where they need to be. And if I can ask a bunch of questions, clarify what you're saying, dive in, and then tie that solution to what I have to offer, there's no reason why that person wouldn't buy. So, how not to sell? Listen to this podcast. This is gold, by the way, if you practice this. So go out, practice this, practice it with a kid, practice it with your girlfriend or your boyfriend, practice it with a friend, a teacher. You know, just start to role play this, because at first it may sound kind of awkward. And I'd actually probably give one last nugget. One last nugget is, in order to be highly effective at this, you need to pause, okay? You need to be okay with this uncomfortable silence. Too many people are just like talk, but you need to be comfortable not talking. Because what's going to happen a lot of the times is that if I ask you a question and then I just pause, people are going to start to fill in the gaps, right? And that's when, like, if you're in business, prospects are going to start to give you answers, right? They're going to start to tell you even more about what they care about. This is so key, and people blow this all the time. They have to keep talking. So really, shut up, stop talking, ask the questions, pause. Because if you talk too much in sales or in business, it's poison. You'll die. So pause, ask questions, clarify, put this into practice. It's going to take time to get used to. You're not going to listen to this podcast and then immediately go out and become a superstar at this, right? I've had thousands of conversations to where I'm like trained like a robot to do this. One of those like relational robots. So, how not to sell. I'm excited. I'm pumped. Listen back to the podcast. A lot of nuggets in here. Looking forward to the next one.